Americans purchase billions of plastic beverage bottles every year, and fewer than a quarter of them will be recycled. Companies that reclaim the plastic resin, known as PET, turn it into new products and can't get enough of it. Nancy Cohen from member station WNPR in Hartford reports on what's getting in the way of recycling.
If you want to see recycling at its worst, go to a big public event like a Major League Baseball game.
Water! Ice cold bottles here, water!
At Fenway Park in Boston, there's a lot to pay attention to. Where to put an empty bottle isn't high on the list. And with more than 36,000 fans and no recycling bins in sight, a lot of bottles end up in the trash. In this case, a Little League park may have a better game plan. It's an all-star game in Mansfield, Connecticut, and a transparent receptacle with a recycling symbol stamped on the outside has increased recycling of bottles and cans in town parks by about 60%.
It was like, yes, this is the answer to public events.
Mansfield Recycling Coordinator Virginia Walton says the key to getting people to recycle more is give them a way to do it and make it a no-brainer.
It needs to be something that a person approaches it, oh, yeah, right there, without thought. It's not that they shouldn't have thought, it's that they don't.
Public recycling bins of any kind are rare in this country, but Michael Shedler of the National Association of PET Container Resources says the industry that recycles PET bottles into fabric, carpets, and new bottles is hungry for a lot more. Only 23% of PET is recycled.
The demand is almost bottomless at this point. I mean, there's so much new demand coming on, and the existing demand can't be met, so we're in quite a crunch.
Recycling programs for plastic bottles across the country are a hodgepodge, with each state or town doing its own thing. Some recycle plastic at the curb, others at drop-off centers, some not at all. Alan Hershkowitz of the Natural Resources Defense Council says container deposit laws, also known as bottle bills, give a financial incentive to recycle.
People realize in bottle bill states that throwing out a can with a deposit on it is, in effect, throwing out a dime or a nickel. People see them as the equivalent of a dime, and they separate them, and they accumulate them, and they bring them back to the retail establishment, and they collect their few dollars.
Some people, short on cash, collect and redeem shopping carts full of containers. But Richard Garver, who's feeding a few empties into a redemption machine, says he'd bring them back even if there wasn't a deposit.
It's just better for the environment. You don't want to throw them out in the trash because it just fills up the landfills.
The 11 states with bottle bills account for more than 60% of the PET plastic that's recycled in this country. But grocers are dead set against deposits.
It's somewhat dirty. It's inconvenient, and it actually costs us money.
Ken Capano, who owns two ShopRite stores in Connecticut, says the deposit law in his state places too much of the burden of recycling on grocers, who have to provide space and machines to take the bottles back. Capano says it costs each of his stores about $20,000 a year.
Utilities to run the machines, utilities to light the area, all have gone up. Also, I have to rent these machines.
Bottlers who have to administer container deposits in some states also oppose them. Susan Neely, president of the American Beverage Association, says curbside programs work better.
The key is a comprehensive program that draws in not just bottles and cans, but milk jugs and newspapers and magazines and detergent bottles and all the things that make up the waste in our communities.
In California, the deposit program funds curbside recycling. Jim Hill of the California Department of Conservation says the state uses the money from bottles and cans that aren't returned. That adds up to $250 million a year.
The two aren't mutually exclusive. Curbside systems, drop-off systems, all working together, I think, is the best approach to get the best bang for your buck.
California also addresses some of the grocers' concerns. Instead of supermarkets taking back the bottles, independent redemption centers do. And California puts a deposit on all beverage containers except milk and wine. Kim Jeffrey, president and CEO of Nestle Waters North America, says he's not against container deposits, but he says beverages should not be the only containers that are targeted.
Everybody that sells a plastic container that's recyclable should have some deposit on it if we're going to do this thing the right way.
And Jeffrey means everybody.
If it's P&G with a detergent container, if it's ConAgra with a peanut butter container, or if it's me with a bottled water container, or if it's a dairy with a 1 gallon milk container, there should be a level playing field on this.
Alan Hershkowitz of the Natural Resources Defense Council says if we don't recycle more plastic, we'll make other problems worse.
Petroleum-based plastics emit enormous amounts of hazardous emissions and greenhouse gases during the acquisition of the petroleum and the transformation of that petroleum into a plastic product.
Hershkowitz says recycling avoids that pollution, but making recycling work isn't a national priority. The growing market demand for empties may trigger a new commitment. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.
And you can follow the process of recycling a plastic bottle at npr.org.